Take a moment to consider this statement. What you consume, you become. If that is true, what are you feeding your spirit, soul, and body? Hello, hello. My name is Oluchi Adiogu, and you're welcome to Enrich Podcast. I'm glad that you're here today. Today, we'll be talking about something that, you know, almost every one of us have experienced in one point in our lives or at the point in our lives. And we'll be talking about discouragement. Yes. Discouragement is the biggest tool of the enemy to try to defeat us as Christians. He tries to impute discouragement into probably your academics, your family, just to get you down. It's one weapon he uses for warfare. So today we'll be talking about discouragement and how to beat this thing called discouragement. But before we start, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity like this. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, your mercy, your kindness. Lord, as we are going to listen to you speak through me today, we ask, Jesus, that you deal with any heart that is discouraged, that is listening. You touch every life, Lord Jesus, that is down with discouragement, with sorrow, with sadness. Lord Jesus, that you uplift us and give us the grace to beat discouragement, to always overcome. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, you listening, have you been discouraged at any point in your life? Okay, the chances are that you answered a yes. Yeah? So if you did answer a yes to this question, please, first of all, hit the subscribe button on whichever platform you're listening from. Share this episode with a friend you know that is dealing with discouragement and stay put. You know, in life, it is easy to start than to finish. It is a lot easier to start something than to finish. And discouragement doesn't come when you are starting or even when you are finishing. Discouragement always comes in the middle, when you can't see the start line and when you can't see the finishing point, where you're just, it's like you are stuck. When you go halfway, that's when, you know, a lot of people become discouraged. That's when you start feeling this, I'm just tired. I don't want to do it again. I don't want to go again. I just want out of this. And today we'll be looking at a chapter in the Bible, Nehemiah 4. We'll be starting from verse 6 to 14. Nehemiah 4:6 says, "So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its length, for the people had a mind to work." They had the strength to work at the beginning. Now it happened when Sanballat and Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and that gaps were beginning to be closed, that they became very angry. And all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. Nevertheless, we made our prayer to our God, and because of them, we set to watch against them day and night. Then Judah said, "The strength of the laborers is failing, and there is so much rubbish that we are not able to build the wall." And our adversary said, "They will neither know nor see anything till we come up into their midst and kill them and cause the work to cease." So it was when the Jews who dwelt near them came that they told us 10 times, "From whatever place you turn, they will be upon you." Therefore, I positioned men behind the lower parts of the wall at the openings, and I set the people according to their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, and to the rest of the people, "Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your families." Now, this is a very interesting story, a very interesting portion of the Bible. One that deals with discouragement and even teaches us how to overcome discouragement. Now, here the people with Nehemiah's leader worked to rebuild the wall, to rebuild their walls. for safety and for protection, and the enemies didn't like it, so they set in first of all to discourage them. So discouragement only comes when you're doing something the enemy doesn't like. When you're advancing in your career, you know, you're working hard, he will not like that, and then he'll impute discouragement. He does that because he knows that that's one way he can control you. Through discouragement, when you're discouraged, the enemy can now, okay, fine, I can now operate. And from this verse of the Bible we read, I would love to pick 5 causes of discouragement. What actually causes this discouragement? Do we just all of a sudden wake up and become discouraged? 1. From verse 10 of Nehemiah 4, it says, the strength of the laborers are failing. So when your strength starts to fail, when you start getting tired, discouragement starts setting in. That means if you don't get rest, if you're always working, chances are that you will get discouraged. It's when you are tired that you get discouraged. So to give your best to anything, please take time to rest. Don't exhaust yourself. Exhaustion makes you discouraged. It's at that point where you don't have any strength again that you just easily get discouraged. Another cause of discouragement is, the next line of that verse 10 says, there is so much rubbish and we can't build the walls. You know, when things become complicated in life, when there's just so much, I don't know, what is this one? What's that one? A lot of things just get complicated. When you deal with a lot of complicated things, you easily get discouraged. When things get complicated, you know, frustration just comes in and boom, you get discouraged. What is another cause of discouragement? Doubt. You know, when you're tired, you now start thinking, can I really do this? Can I do that? Can I? All the can I's starts coming in, and then you know it's more like builds in you a sense of failure that I can't do this. Oh no, I can't. And then you now get discouraged. This causes discouragement, doubt. Verse 11 of our chapter for the day says, an adversary said, they will neither know nor see anything till we come up into their midst and kill them and cause the work to cease. Another thing that causes discouragement is fear. You know, when you become afraid and when fear sets in, the next thing that follows is discouragement. You just want out. I don't want to do it again. I'm scared, right? You just get discouraged. You want out of whatever you are involved in. Then verse 12 says, so it was when the Jews who built near came that he told us 10 times, from whatever place you turn, they will come up against you. Now, another thing that really causes discouragement is listening to the world, listening to the wrong people, you know, more like the company you keep, where you find yourself. What you listen to has a great way of either encouraging you, pushing you to your destiny, pushing you to purpose, or drawing you away from it, or discouraging you. Just, you know, fine, just stop here, you can't go there. A lot of us spend time in the wrong places with the wrong people, listening to the wrong things. What are you listening to? Chances are that they are the things that either get you discouraged or get you motivated and encouraged. And one way to deal with this is to set your mind on God. Set your mind on His word. Feed your faith. Instead of listening to the world, to the wrong people, please listen to the word of God. What does God say about you? What is God speaking into your life? A lot of people will speak different things, will try to speak different things into your life. But to stay away from discouragement, you need to focus. You need to set your mind on what God is saying. Another thing to do to resist discouragement is to rest. Please, rest. Don't stop entirely what you're doing, but it is very good to take a break. Find out, you know, when you start getting this feeling of discouragement, just take a break. Okay, what is going wrong, right? Just take a break and find out what's not working and re-strategize. Be very mindful of your company, please. You know, even if you re-strategize and you're still not mindful of your company, you still find yourself in the wrong place, the wrong part of life. You will still fall into the discouragement. So as you are taking steps to avoid discouragement, as you are taking steps to come out from, if you've fallen, right, into discouragement, or you've just gotten to a point where you are discouraged, and as you're walking towards that, you're listening to the word of God, be very mindful of the company you keep. They can easily get you discouraged. You need to have a support group. Build a community of the right people around you. Feed yourself with the right things. What you listen to. Don't forget, what you consume, you become. So if you consume the right things, you'll become the right thing you're supposed to be. Now, don't forget that discouragement is a choice. Yes, you can choose not to. You can beat discouragement. It is possible to beat discouragement and refuse to be discouraged. Tell yourself, I refuse to be discouraged. And one way to actually refuse to be discouraged is to build a staying power. That's the ability to keep on keeping on, even when it doesn't look like anything is moving. And one major way to keep on keeping on, to build that staying power, is to build your spiritual muscles using the word of God. Like, it's the best antidote. Use the word of God. You can get discouraged easily, but setting your mind on God's word actually shields you from any arrow of discouragement. The word of God gives you the power to build stamina. Open your Bible today. If you haven't, please go and open your Bible today and gather strength. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And in the next episode, we'll be talking about doubt. You don't want to miss that episode. So please, if you love this episode, share it with a friend, share it with somebody. Let someone get encouraged. Let someone know what to do about that discouragement. See you in the next episode. Stay tuned and stay blessed.